let's talk about football and your Chicago Bears. Down, set, punt, or will they punt? Can we get to the Super Bowl, or will we choke? It's the Bears Camp Report with Adam Hogue.
Ooh, dusting that one off, Pete. I like it. We'll take it. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's summer Christmas for me. I love it. This is my favorite time of the year for sports, when the Bears get back at it in Bourbonnais. Camp first practice tomorrow morning, but the players are in. They have their dorm room assignments, and that also includes Adam Hogue from WGN Radio Sports, and he joins me now on the line. Adam, how are your digs over at the Fairfield?
They've made some upgrades here, I got to say. I mean, I got a nice room here. Last year kind of smelled like kitty litter, to be honest, but now everything's good.
There you go. See, you're moving on up. You're moving up.
Yeah.
So the big day, the players are in, the coaches are there, the first no pads practice tomorrow, but the first big news story for camp happens today, and it's Pernell McPhee is on the physically unable to perform list, which you kind of called an unintentional grounding the last episode.
Yeah, we kind of just got that feeling that it was headed there. Just a vibe I had during OTAs and mini camp. He was in the building at Hallis Hall last month, but we never saw him. And most of the time, you know, when a guy is just being held out in OTAs and mini camp for precautionary reasons, they're at least at practice outside observing. And we never saw Pernell at all. And that just gave me a feeling that things were maybe a little bit worse than the Bears wanted to show us publicly. And it'll be interesting to see what this situation is. As I kind of wrote today in my 10 Bears Things column, you know, I think it leads to some valid questions. Was his surgery more extensive than we originally thought? Did he suffer some kind of setback? But I think it's more the third question I have, and that is this just some kind of chronic knee issue that he's going to have to constantly be dealing with? I talked to a sports orthopedic surgeon tonight that is kind of my go-to guy on the beat on the weekends when we have him on to talk injuries, and I think he might actually join us this Saturday. His name is Dr. Neil Gadadra, and he told me that if you have existing arthritis in your knee, and I don't know if that's what Pernell's dealing with, but it's just sort of a theory. If you have existing arthritis, that going in there for a scope, which is what Pernell reportedly had done on his left knee, that can actually kind of aggravate things or make that arthritis flare up from time to time. Yeah. So I'm thinking that's something that the Bears are kind of monitoring right now, and is why Ryan Pace immediately started talking about Pernell McPhee's weight and playing at a lighter weight this year as soon as he told us that he was going to start on the pup list.
Well, I mean, he starts on the pup list. There's a good chance he's not going to play in preseason. Do we have any – I mean, so early in the process, but do fans have to start worrying about the regular season?
Well, I got to say, I don't blame fans for being worried, because the Bears kind of created this cloud of uncertainty last year with how the whole Kevin White thing was handled, which – you may remember started on this day, the start of training camp.
Yeah, right.
Him saying he's going to start on the pup list, but no, it's not a big deal. You know, it's just sort of precautionary. Now, in their defense, in the Bears' defense, they did try to bring him back about 10, 12 days into camp, and he suffered a big setback, and that's why he didn't play all year. That wasn't what was originally expected. So I think that this is just something they're going to monitor, and in my opinion, you know how good Pernell is. Why would you risk putting more miles on those knees in the preseason? As long as he's in game shape and ready to go, you can keep him out until week one when the Bears go to Houston.
He's not the only one that starts the training camp on the physically unable to perform list. Marquise Wilson seems like that's where he likes to be. And newcomer Amini Silatolu, who was just picked up free agent.
Good job, Justin.
Thank you. He was hurt coming in, so they knew that, but they picked him up for offensive line depth. Those are the two players that also are on the list.
Yeah, and neither one of those is a surprise. We don't really know Amini all that well yet. Haven't had a chance to talk to him, but he had a torn ACL last year, which is why I think he was still available to sign. And, you know, I think it says a lot that the Bears were willing to sign him, even though he's not ready to go yet. I mean, that tells me that he's a guy who they think they can get in shape and keep on their 53-man roster. Former second-round pick.
Yeah, he's a former second-rounder. That's great, right?
Yeah, and he's had a solid career, started more games than not with the Carolina Panthers. And so, I mean, he's not a dominant guy that's going to go be a Pro Bowler. But right now, they're just looking for depth right now, and they need it because, you know, they lost Matt Lawson. Ted Larson, a veteran who they signed, was dealing with some issues in some injury issues in OTAs and minicamp. He should be ready to go tomorrow, though. And then Nate Chandler, who they signed just last month, he just up and retired the other day at the age of 27. So they need to find some depth right now on this offensive line.
All right, let's talk about overall tone. You know, obviously the Bears had some ups. You know, I would say the Thanksgiving game was probably the ups. The rest of it was not a great season for the Chicago Bears. Kyle Long spoke to the media today and talked a little bit about how he isn't sensing much respect. He talked about respect and where the Bears are when it comes to NFL chatter.
Yeah, he said that there's kind of a league-wide disrespect, and that's a direct quote, league-wide disrespect on the Chicago Bears. I might try to follow up with them to if I get a chance tomorrow, just to see if he was talking more about actual teams or just, you know, outsiders. Because the question that was asked to him,
and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly. The question that was asked to him was more about expectations and predictions, and you know, not many people predicting the Bears are going to go to the playoffs. So I got the sense that he was talking more about outsiders, not necessarily, you know, them being disrespected by other teams in the league. But, you know, whatever motivates you, and that's fine. I did find Jay Cutler's response interesting when he was told about Kyle Long's comments. And it was a very measured answer from a veteran who said, when you're coming off back-to-back losing seasons, what do you expect? I mean, that people aren't going to give you a whole lot of respect, and that really shouldn't bother anyone here in the locker room. You just got to go out there and prove it wrong. And I think that's what the Bears are trying to do by using this as motivation.
Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about all the nuances. I definitely want to talk about the new defense. But on the offensive side, Kevin White, obviously the story, and Alshon Jeffrey, who has a franchise tag. These are some toys for Jay Cutler. Is this going to make Jay Cutler and this offense a little bit more dynamic, maybe explosive?
Well, I mean, that's the hope right now. Now, they have some other weaknesses. They lost Matt Forte and Martellus Bennett. They don't have a whole lot of depth at tight end right now, which is actually something Ryan Pace was very honest about today. I found that refreshing. And then, you know, Jay Cutler was asked, how do you replace Matt Forte? He said, you can't. He's very blatant about that. Now, they got three young guys that I think as a committee are going to try to do that as much as they can. But those are losses. And to get back to your question, that's why I think Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White are the two most important players on this offense right now besides Jay Cutler. And they have to come out and perform. They have to be healthy. They have to play all 16 games, which they weren't able to do last year. Mm-hmm. And to me, Kevin White is the most interesting guy to watch in training camp because they need him to come in and not play like a rookie, even though he's technically going out there for the first time. He needs to play like a second-year player and, you know, maybe a Pro Bowler. He's a top seven pick. Those are realistic expectations for a top seven pick, in my opinion. But that's a lot to ask for somebody who's never been on an NFL field. So be watching him very closely throughout camp to see if he's making the strides that they need him to make really, really quickly.
Adam Hogue at Bears camp in Bourbonnais. He'll be there for the duration. Tomorrow, the first practice, no pads. It's kind of like a run-through, some glorified stretching, but they're going to put the pads on Saturday. We're going to continue to check in with Adam throughout camp. Adam Hogue, thanks for joining us tonight, man.
Looking forward to it, Justin.